Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. Are you currently registered to vote in Virginia, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And, okay, now, are you currently, like I said, registered? You are registered to vote in Virginia, right?
Yes.
Okay, and do you approve or disapprove of, you know, Joe Biden's job performance as president?
I approve.
Okay, thank you. All right, and do you approve or disapprove of, you know, of Glenn Youngkin's job performance as governor?
Disapprove.
Disapprove, okay. All right, then, would you say things in the country, you know, are headed in the right direction or on the wrong track?
If the Republicans will stop acting foolish, then they can get into the right direction. With Biden, they were going in the right direction.
Okay, but as right now, do you think they're on the right direction, on the right, on the wrong track?
Right, because they haven't started all their foolishness yet.
Okay, so now, okay. All right, ma'am, and would you say that things in Virginia are on the right track or on the wrong track?
I don't know. Too much going
Hello?
On in Virginia. I'll say no, no. Wrong track.
So be wrong track, okay?
Right.
All right, ma'am, and I just, and politically, do you feel Virginia is a primarily a southern state or not?
Yeah, it is. It's a southern state.
Okay. Okay. So, yes, right? Okay. All right, ma'am. And how would you rate Virginia's public school system? Would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
It's fair? Okay. Okay, now thinking about, you know, your local public school system, how would you rate it? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay. All right, ma'am, would you say things, you know, in local kindergarten to 12th education are generally on the right track or on the wrong track?
I don't know. Is there a, I don't know?
I'm not sure. I have not sure.
Not sure.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, ma'am. And Virginia is considering legislation creating education success accounts, given, you know, to parents a portion of the state funding used to educate a public school child for, you know, for use on education costs such as tuition, testing, fees, and books. If, you know, that child is not their public school, how would you have, you know, how much have you seen or read about this bill?
I haven't.
So nothing at all or just a little?
Just a little.
Okay. All right, and supporters say, you know, it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools. Would you support it or oppose this legislation?
To let parents have more of a say?
Yes, parents, we give, you know, they will give some of the money to help, you know, educate the children.
No, I disagree.
So be opposed, right? Okay. All right. Okay, ma'am, when given what you know, you know, what you know now, would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success accounts? Is that much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to support it?
Less like to support what?
Support support education success accounts. That's what they call.
No, I would not support anybody that voted for that.
Okay, somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Do you feel that, you know, all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school, you know, they are not zoned with? Should or should not?
Should or should not do what now?
Do you feel that, you know, all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school that, you know, they're not zoned for?
I think they should attend the school they're zoned for.
So they should not, they're not zoned for, right? So should not.
All right.
Okay.
Or pay tuition.
All right. And do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to the best public schools regardless of race, gender, or income?
I feel like they should have the best, yes.
So should, right? Okay.
Yes.
And do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public school courses they choose to attend?
I think they should have a choice of any course that they like.
School choice courses.
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am. In 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, you know, possession and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regulated market for the sale for it of it, you know. Since this time, Virginia has been a proliferation, you know, of the marijuana black market, drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, would you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal regulated market for the sale of marijuana, where all products are tested, all retail, you know, retailers are licensed and tax dollars are used to invest in public education and law enforcement? Would you support it or oppose it?
Support.
Okay.
How many more questions?
All right, ma'am. And if Virginia does create... Okay, we pretty much towards that again. Okay, if Virginia does create a legal market to regulate tax the sales of marijuana, do you believe licensure priority of other preferences should or should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers? Should or should not?
Should.
Okay, they should, right? Okay, thank you. Okay, and do you support or oppose allowing, you know, biological males who self-identify as female to compete on girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia? Would you support it or oppose it?
Support.
Support, okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, do you support or oppose requiring a school to notify parents if their child is self, you know, identifying as a gender different than his or her biological sex? Would you say support it or oppose it?
Oppose it. Nobody's business.
Okay, so oppose it, right? Oppose it, okay. And do you support or oppose amending the state constitution to add language making clear that all parents have the fundamental rights to make decisions that direct the health, the education, and the upbringing of their children? Would you support it or oppose?
Read that again.
Do you support or oppose amending the state constitution to add language making clear, you know, that all parents have the fundamental rights to make decisions that direct the health, education, and the upbringing of their children?
Yes, of course.
Support that, okay? Thank you, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, and do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a mild child preferred sexual orientation or gender identity? Would you support that or oppose that?
Read it again.
Do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse If they are accused of not affirming a minor child prefer a sexual orientation or gender identity?
No, I don't support that.
So I oppose, right? Oppose?
Oppose. How many more since I got to go? I'm going to have to hang up.
Okay, I'm going to go real fast. Okay, now I'm going to ask you some questions about mental health care in Virginia, okay? I would like to...
I got to go. I can't answer any more questions now. I thought it was just one or two more, but I got to go. I mean,
all right, ma'am. Well, is there any way I can call you back so we can finish it?
You call back.
Okay. What time will be a best time for you?
Call tomorrow around noon.
All right. Well, thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
You guys.